All right, you ready for this? We're going deep on Proverbs today.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like someone's about to become a Proverbs pro. You sent us a ton of material, articles, lectures, even some of your own notes. I'm especially loving these lecture notes from Dr. Fred Putnam,
Oh, yeah, he's great.
biblical scholar extraordinaire.
He really gets to the heart of it, you know?
Yeah. You know, he starts with this idea that we all use Proverbs all the time,
We do.
even if we don't even realize it.
It's true.
Early bird gets the worm.
Right.
Actions speak louder than words.
Six.
You know, all those
Yep.
classics.
Yeah.
And he talks about this thing that he calls the mystery of recognition,
Oh, yeah.
which is we instantly know what a proverb means, even though it's not like a straightforward
It's
statement
not a command.
or a command.
It's not thou shalt.
Right.
It's just a little nugget
Yeah.
of wisdom.
Yeah, it's like they tap into this deeper level of understanding. But one thing that I kept getting tripped up on was, and he talks about this whole parallelism thing. You can't just take one line from Proverbs.
Right.
You've got to take both lines together to get the full
Yeah,
wisdom.
they go together like two sides of a coin.
Yeah.
You have to see the whole picture.
And he also emphasizes that Proverbs aren't like rules
Well,
or guarantees.
definitely not.
They're more like
Right.
advice.
It's like you're getting advice from a wise friend
Yeah.
or a
Or a
mentor.
counselor.
Yeah. Someone who's been there, done that, and wants to help you navigate life.
Okay, so that explains why sometimes you have those dueling Proverbs moments.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, he who hesitates is lost, but also, look before you leap.
Right. Which one is it?
Which one is it?
Well, that's where context comes in. Proverbs aren't meant to be contradictory.
Okay.
They offer different facets of wisdom for different situations.
Okay.
The wise person considers multiple perspectives and discerns which proverb applies to a given circumstance.
Oh, so it's like a fool clings to just one proverb.
Yeah, they have their favorite one.
But a wise person weighs a whole bunch of them.
Exactly.
Okay.
Dr. Putnam uses the analogy of a toolbox.
Oh, nice.
Each proverb is like a different tool,
Okay.
and the skill lies in knowing which tool to use for which job.
I love that. That's a really good analogy.
Right. It's about being equipped for whatever life throws your way.
Okay, so we know that proverbs are packed with all this wisdom for everyday life.
Right.
But why did Solomon, the wisest dude ever, why did he compile this whole book in the first place? Like, what was he thinking? What was his master plan?
Well, Dr. Putnam dives deep into Proverbs chapter 1, verses 2 through 6,
Okay.
and he uncovers a multi-layered purpose.
Okay.
On the surface, Proverbs aim to develop moral character, helping us to make choices that are aligned with God's design for our lives.
So it's not just about following the rules blindly.
No, it's about understanding why.
But understanding the why behind those rules
Exactly.
and how they actually lead to a good life.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense.
It goes beyond just personal morality, though.
Okay.
Dr. Putnam highlights this fascinating mental purpose.
Okay.
Proverbs actually enhance our intellectual capacity,
Oh, wait a minute.
sharpening our ability to understand complex ideas and make sound judgments.
So reading Proverbs can actually make us smarter.
It can. It's like a mental workout for your brain.
Sign me up.
Right. You're flexing those mental muscles.
But there's also this larger purpose at play here, right?
Absolutely. This is where Dr. Putnam's insights into the historical context become really illuminating.
Okay.
He reminds us that Solomon was a king,
Right.
tasked with ensuring the stability and flourishing of his nation.
So Proverbs was like a leadership manual for ancient Israel.
It was
Yep.
preparing the next generation to lead wisely and keep the kingdom strong.
So personal wisdom wasn't just about individual morality. It directly impacted the health and well-being of the whole community.
Absolutely. A wise leader creates a ripple effect, shaping the culture and influencing the fate of the nation.
Oh, wow.
That's why Proverbs places such a strong emphasis on qualities like justice, integrity, and responsible stewardship of resources.
Makes a lot of sense. Okay, so sometimes I get a little tripped up, though,
Oh, yeah.
because Proverbs can feel a little intimidating. Like it's this long checklist from God, and
Right.
I'm constantly like, uh-oh, I'm not measuring up.
I hear you. It's easy to fall into that trap of feeling condemned.
Yeah.
But what if we shifted our perspective a bit?
Okay.
What if, instead of viewing Proverbs as a set of rules,
Right.
we saw them as a reflection of the work God is already doing in us?
Oh, okay. I like that. Tell me more about this whole Proverbs as a mirror concept.
Well, think about it this way.
Okay.
When you look in a mirror,
Yeah.
you see yourself as you are. the good, the bad, and everything in between.
Right.
Proverbs can function in a similar way.
Okay.
They can reveal areas in our lives where we're aligned with God's wisdom and areas where we're falling short.
So it's less about asking, am I doing everything right?
Yes.
And more about asking, what is this proverb showing me about myself?
Exactly. And here's where the real power of Proverbs comes in.
Okay.
Those moments when we encounter a proverb,
yeah,
that convicts us.
Mm.
Those, I'm not doing that moments.
Oh, yeah.
Those can actually be incredibly valuable opportunities for growth.
Oh, totally. Like, don't gossip. Check. Control your anger. Working on that one.
Exactly. We all have those areas.
But instead of letting those moments trigger guilt and shame,
right,
Dr. Putnam encourages us to view them as invitations to repentance and change.
It's about growth, not condemnation.
Instead of feeling paralyzed by our shortcomings.
Yeah. Don't get stuck there.
We can use those proverbs as springboards to turn to God.
Yes.
And ask for his help.
That's it.
In becoming more like him.
That's the goal.
So instead of letting Proverbs make us feel condemned,
right,
we can use them as a guide for becoming the people God created us to be.
Absolutely. It's a journey of transformation.
I love that. That's a really good takeaway.
And it leads us to a fascinating connection that Dr. Putnam makes between Proverbs and the incredible power of prayer.
Oh.
But I think that's a great place to pause for now.
Okay.
We can pick up in our next session.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. So last time we were getting into this really cool link between Proverbs and prayer.
Yeah. It's powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Dr. Putnam, he says those times when a proverb kind of jumps out at you.
Uh-huh.
Maybe even makes you a little uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually a great time to pray.
You mean like when a proverb shows me where I need to grow?
Exactly.
Like, okay, God, I need some help with patience.
Yeah. It's so easy to read Proverbs and just feel guilty.
Right.
Like you're not measuring up. But Dr. Putnam says, don't get stuck there. See those moments as invitations to come to God.
Oh, so instead of beating myself up over it, yeah, I can actually talk to God about it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like those Proverbs, they're pointing out where we need God's grace the most.
Okay.
And prayer, that's how we get that grace.
That's good. I like that. So Proverbs, they're not a burden. They're like a way to get closer to God.
That's it.
I love that. But you were saying earlier that Proverbs isn't just about personal growth.
Right.
There's also this connection to leadership and like the well-being of a whole nation.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
Well, Dr. Putnam points out that Proverbs, it was first addressed to young men.
Okay.
Guys who were being trained for leadership in ancient Israel.
Gotcha.
It was like equipping them with wisdom.
Okay.
To guide the nation and make sure it thrived.
So it's like a leadership manual for building a good society.
Exactly. And this gets to this big idea in the Bible about covenant.
Okay.
God made a covenant with Israel, you know, promised blessings for obedience and consequences if they disobeyed.
Right.
The leader's job was to help the nation keep that covenant.
So being wise wasn't just a personal thing.
No.
It affected the whole community.
Totally. A good leader, they make a difference, shaping the culture, even deciding the fate of the nation.
Whoa, that's intense.
That's why Proverbs is so big on things like justice.
Okay.
Integrity and being responsible with resources.
That makes sense. But I have a question.
Good.
Dr. Putnam talks about Proverbs being for young men who are going to be leaders.
Yeah.
Does that mean it's not for the rest of us?
That's where the beauty of the Bible comes in.
Okay.
By putting Proverbs in the Bible, God basically made it for everyone.
So even though it was written for those guys way back then,
mm-hmm,
the wisdom in it is for all of us.
Absolutely. Men, women, whoever, whatever your role is,
okay,
we can all use Solomon's advice on living wisely, making good choices, having strong relationships,
yeah,
just figuring out life.
Okay, this is blowing my mind. We went from Proverbs being like a dusty old rule book to this awesome source of wisdom that's for everyone.
It's amazing.
And for today. Okay, but hold on. We're not done yet.
Oh, there's more.
Dr. Putnam, he talks about this wild link between ancient wisdom and modern science.
Oh, yeah. It's fascinating.
You got Proverbs and science. How does that even work?
Well, it turns out that how Proverbs is structured, especially that parallelism we talked about.
Right.
It actually uses both sides of our brains.
Wait, what? Are you saying reading Proverbs is like a brain workout?
It kind of is.
Cool.
Our brains, they have two halves, right?
Yeah.
Each side does different things. The left side is the logical one.
Okay.
The right side is more creative and intuitive.
So it's like the left brain is the Mr. Spock of our minds.
Uh-huh.
And the right brain is Captain Kirk.
I love that.
Okay.
And usually when we read or listen to something, it mostly uses one side of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
But Proverbs, with their poetic language, the imagery, and all those surprising statements, they wake up both sides at the same time.
So Proverbs are giving our brains a workout.
They are.
Using both the logical and the creative parts.
Exactly. And when that happens, it's pretty amazing.
What happened?
Research shows it can help us remember things better.
Oh, wow.
Solve problems, even be more creative.
So you're telling me reading Proverbs can actually make us smarter?
It really seems that way.
That's incredible.
Engaging with those old sayings, thinking about tough ideas, looking at things from different angles.
Yeah.
It's a mental workout that helps us in all areas of life.
Wow. Okay. But there's another thing about the structure that I'm curious about.
Okay. What's that?
Why are there so many different types of proverbs?
Right.
And why are they organized the way they are? It can't just be random.
It's not random at all.
Yeah.
Dr. Putnam says Proverbs isn't just a bunch of sayings thrown together.
Okay.
It's like a carefully put together collection of wisdom, organized in a special way to help us understand.
So there's a reason behind it all.
Definitely.
So there's a method to all this proverb madness. Like, there's a reason why they're organized the way they are.
There is.
Okay, tell me more.
It's fascinating. Dr. Putnam, he points out that Proverbs isn't just like a random collection of sayings.
Right.
It's carefully put together.
Okay.
It's an anthology, you know?
Yeah.
Meticulously structured to guide our understanding.
Oh, so there's a reason behind the arrangement.
There is. He highlights a few key organizational principles.
Okay, what are they?
First, there's this idea of grouping by theme.
Okay.
You'll notice that certain types of proverbs, they're often clustered together.
Like what? Give me an example.
Like, there are sections on the dangers of adultery.
Oh, right.
The importance of controlling your speech.
Mm.
The blessings of diligence and hard work.
Oh, okay. So each section is like a deep dive into a specific area.
It is. It's like a mini deep dive.
Into a certain aspect of wisdom.
Exactly.
Okay.
And this thematic grouping helps us to see how different virtues and vices are connected.
Oh, interesting.
It's not just a random jumble of rules.
Right.
It's a holistic picture.
Okay.
Of what it means to live a wise and godly life.
That makes sense. So it's like Proverbs is painting a picture of a wise life.
Yeah.
Piece by piece, theme by theme.
I like that.
Okay, but what about those Proverbs that seem to contradict each other?
Oh, yeah. Those are tricky. That brings us to another fascinating principle.
Okay.
The principle of contrast.
Okay.
Throughout Proverbs, you'll find pairs of Proverbs that present contrasting ideas or behaviors.
Right. Like the ones we were talking about before.
Exactly. Like, he who hesitates is lost versus look before you leap.
Right. So how are we supposed to know which one to apply?
That's the big question.
Yeah.
Right? It really gets to the heart of what true wisdom is all about.
Okay. So how do we figure it out?
Dr. Putnam suggests that the key to unlocking the wisdom of Proverbs lies in developing something he calls prudential discernment.
Prudential discernment. That sounds pretty intense.
It is, but it's also really powerful.
What does it mean?
It means, basically, being able to look at a situation.
Okay.
Think carefully about what might happen if you make different choices.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And then choose the action that will probably lead to the best outcome.
So it's about being thoughtful.
Yes.
And prayerful.
Definitely.
And using, like, my intuition to figure out what God wants me to do.
That's it. It's not about blindly following rules.
Right.
It's about using our brains, our hearts, our gut feelings.
To figure out what's best.
In each situation.
Mm.
Yeah, because every situation is different.
That's pretty challenging.
It is.
And also, like, kind of encouraging.
Oh, for sure.
It means, like, figuring out Proverbs is a journey.
It is a journey.
And we keep learning and growing.
It's a lifelong process.
Wow. Okay, my mind is blown. This deep dive has been amazing. I feel like I understand Proverbs in a whole new way.
Me too. It's been so much fun exploring this together.
Yeah, we uncovered so much. Like, Proverbs aren't just these rules. They're so much deeper than that.
They really are.
Mm-hmm.
And as you keep reading and studying Proverbs, remember what we've talked about.
Okay.
It's not about memorizing everything or trying to make Proverbs fit into every situation.
Right. It's about using that prudential discernment.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah,
talking to God.
Yeah.
And letting those Proverbs show you where you can grow.
Yeah. And I love how you said that the ultimate goal is to be more like Christ.
That's it.
Reflecting his wisdom and love and character.
That's the goal of it all.
Proverbs can help us do that.
They're a powerful tool.
This deep dive has been amazing. thanks to Dr. Putnam's insights.
Who's brilliant.
And your expert guidance. I feel like I can actually unlock the wisdom in this book.
You can. Keep seeking wisdom. Stay on that straight path.
Yeah.
And let the world see the heart of Christ in you.
And to all of you listening, thank you for joining us on this incredible journey.
We hope you had fun.
We hope you learned a lot about Proverbs.
And we hope you're inspired to use this ancient wisdom
in your own lives,
in your modern world.
Until next time, keep diving deep.